Sam Levitt here on the Padres Radio Network as we get ready for today's game against the LA Dodgers. And right now I'm joined by the great Padres pitching coach, Ruben Niebla. Ruben, appreciate you taking some time on this Wednesday morning to talk a little pitching. Let's first talk about Dylan Cease. Obviously very good yesterday. 7 shutout innings, 11 strikeouts. What do you feel like Dylan did well yesterday?
Well, I think Dylan did a very nice job. You know, although 5 walks showed up, he actually did a really nice job controlling counts. He was ahead of hitters on 70. First pitch was like close to 70%. His one-on-one counts were 86%. So he was winning counts. He did a nice job with that. And overall, he had a nice little slider going. And his fastball ended up getting 50% whiff. So that's a good sign of having a two-pitch combo that he can lean on.
He's talked the past couple of weeks about feeling like he's close to really getting rolling. Do you feel that same way too?
Yeah, I think we've both been talking about it a little bit, that he's working through some things. He worked through some things. Last couple of games, actually, he's had one bad inning. That's taken him out of those good games. But I think we're having good bullpens. We're having good sessions overall in between games. We feel pretty good where he's at right now.
Randy Vasquez on the mound today for the Padres. Generally for Randy, what are the keys for him in a start like this?
Well, one of the things that makes Randy different or special is the ability to crisscross both sides of the plate with pitches. So he has a fastball, cutter, two-seamer, slider, curveball. So he has those pitches, and he's able to go to both sides of the plate with them. And so that's how he's able to keep the ball off the barrel of the bat. And that's what he's done great for us this year. And there has been some times when Randy doesn't have the best command, but he always seems to figure out, you know, a way to get that off contact and pitch out of situations. So expecting a little bit of the same thing today is hopefully not going to generate a lot of swings and misses, not against this team, but hopefully we can get at some off contact.
You mentioned Randy not always necessarily having the best command. He also tends to deal with base runners, but to his credit, so many times this season has found his way out of situations. To you, what's been the key for him in that sense, getting out of jams?
So I think it's a very similar concept, is that Randy has the ability to throw 3 fastballs, as we would say, the four-seamer, the cutter, and the two-seamer. So he has 3 pitches above 90 that are going in different directions. And when you're able to have this, you're able to get some pitches that are off contact, and he knows that, and he's very comfortable in that setting. Obviously, we're working hard at making sure that he's not getting himself in those situations. Randy's very young, per se, and in these situations, and him being a guy that we're looking at, but at the same time, as he's learning, he's also doing a great job competing, and so we couldn't be happier with it right now.
Padres pitching coach Ruben Niebla joining us on our EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show as we get ready for today's game. Obviously, it goes without saying, this Dodger lineup, they have some future Hall of Famers at the top. It's a deep lineup. What are some of the challenges, complexities of facing this lineup, especially as often as you're going to see them over the course of the next week or so?
I think, that's a lineup we respect over there, that we know they have good hitters, especially the top part of the lineup. But it really is one of the things that we strive to do is making sure we're not putting unnecessary runners on base. But at the same time, there's certain guys in their lineup that we're willing to be able to put on base to be able to find our better matchup. But at the end of the day, execution wins. I think we have a good plan against them. We pitch them tough. We're not hesitant of throwing, both sides of the plate, using both sides of the plate with them. If you execute pitches, you're going to win battles. And the one thing you want to stay away with them is the big inning. And if we stay away from the big inning, we'll be all right.
Finally, the bullpen for the most part this season has been really, really good. It's a fun bullpen to watch. So many electric, high leverage arms in that pen. They've also worked a lot, especially the last couple of weeks. Had a nice rest day aside from David Morgan yesterday. Ruben, as this season moves along, how do you balance keeping those guys as fresh as possible while at the same time acknowledging that each game is important?
Yeah, so what you want to do is you want to have as many high leverage pitchers in the bullpen, right? So we feel very strongly that we have a very deep bullpen. We have a nice balance of three lefties, five righties, a nice balance of guys, you know, in the back end being Reynolds and Morgan of that bullpen, guys that have power to their stuff. So we like what we have right now. Now, the being able to balance the workload is very obviously one of the things that we talk about daily. And, and you know, I'm sure the fans have noticed there's days when some guys are just not available. And unfortunately, you know, yes, we would have loved to use Jason Adam a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. But Jason Adam also leads the league in appearances, and he's been working a lot. So one of the things that I do personally on my end is making sure that I'm keeping track of some of the characteristics, some of the pitches, some of the pitch locations, and release point trends that are happening. Because it's a lot of time fatigue is not going to show up in velocity. It's going to show up in effectiveness of your pitches and your command. And so when I start seeing like something's not looking right, you know, it's usually time to give them a rest. And so with Jason, we started picking that up a little bit, but it's not just him. It's us making sure that we are taking care of all these guys, because we're going to lead all these guys once we get into September, October, and hopefully that we can keep this core, because this core is pretty good.
Yeah, the core of the bullpen has been fantastic. So many big games where they've come up with big outs in wins for the Padres this season. Ruben, excellent insight as always. We'll talk to you again down the road. Thanks so much. Enjoy the upcoming road trip. And we'll talk to you later.
Appreciate you having me on.